So we start now, after finishing Sefer Breishit, which is known as Sefer HaGalut. We just finished Sefer Breishit, which there are different names for Sefer Breishit. Some people call it Sefer Yashar, the Genesis story, Sefer Yetzirah. That's what the Ramban now starts. We start Shmos. Part of the bigger question is, some of us took English in high school. And when you start off a new book, you usually don't say the word and, right? You don't start with a conjunction. Isn't that like basic English, 9th grade, 10th grade? You don't start off a book with and. And here we start off this new book with and. Ve'ele shmot b'nei Yisrael habayim Mitzrayim. Eis Yaakov ishu be'sobo. Uvein Shimon. Not only does it start off with a conjunction of vav, but with these psukim should also sound familiar. Because in Breishit, chapter 46, Perek Mem Vav, Parshas Vayigash, it's the exact same words. Ve'ele shmot b'nei Yisrael habayim Mitzrayim. So what are we repeating? The words of the Torah are so crucial. What is going on here? If you look at the Ramban in his introduction, Ramban's introductions are worth millions and billions. You need to look, any Svarim, you should be looking at introductions. Very goes underrated. You should read all introductions of Svarim. So the Ramban here in his introduction to Sefer Shmot says as follows, Hishlima katuv Sefer Breishit. We've now finished Sefer Breishit. Shu Sefer Yitzirah b'chidush ha'olam. Yitzirat kol notza. Sefer Breishit is the book of creation of the world and of every entity in this world. Says the Ramban, uvin mikrei ha'avot kulam shehem ki'inyan yitzira v'zara. This is the Ramban's statement of ma'aseh avot siman lebanim. And it's not just ma'aseh avot siman lebanim, which means what? Which is, okay, this happened to our avos, so it's a siman. More than that, what is the Ramban's chiddush here is? The Ramban's chiddush is, Harrison, is that when Avram Avinu was Moser Nefesh, he was a person who was going to what? He's a person who's going to go do the Arba Melachim of Chamisha. You want to do Tzaba Aganali Yisrael, even if maybe you don't want to be Chayim in it, but it's a Mechemes HaMitzvah. Where do you get that from? It's true you might have gotten it from Machach, being with Rav Dan Katz. But before Rav Dan Katz, there was a thing called Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, Vayarek es Chanichav, that's where we got it from. We got it from Avram Avinu, of the Mesirus Nefesh. You got the Gvura of Yitzchak, to be able to have a mincha, and not to be able to look at your phone during mincha. Where did you get that from? Hopefully you got it with your own inner strength. Hopefully you had good rabbeim and good parental figures. But you also got it from Yitzchak. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach pasad. These were our avos that are not just what? Are not just nice stories. The dirty word nowadays in all of the revisionist history is called narratives. It's a narrative. They say it's a narrative, and therefore there's a Palestinian narrative, there's a biblical narrative. We don't believe in just narratives. We believe the avos created inside of us. We have Avram Avinu, we had Yitzchak Avinu. This was Breishis, and this is why we learned Breishis in depth, not just for story time, but for midos that are in our DNA, that we, who we are. And then comes, this is what the Ramban had said, Mipnei shekol mikreihem tziyurei dvarim, all of their actions, lermoz lodia kol ati lavo lehem, v'acharei sheishlima yitzira. So now that we've done Sefer Breishit, Hitchil Sefer Acher Binyan Maisei Abba Min Arim V'Zehim. It continues going on. Sefer Shmot, this Yitziat Mitzrayim, is not something that is not only in the times of Mitzrayim, but rather Vinit Yached Sefer Ve'el Shmot Binyan HaGalut HaRishon HaNigzar B'Feirush. What is this Sefer called? Sefer Shmot. It's true, it's names. What's the other name for it? It's called Sefer HaGalut, as it was written in the Psukim. Where was it written in the Psukim that there was going to be a Galus? Where was it written there? Breishit, Perek, Tet, Vav, which is dealing with what? The Brit Ben Abtarim, right? That you're going to be a Ger, right? Be'eretz Shelo Nodalem, good. And there's going to be an Inoy, good. But then it's not only Sefer HaGalut, what is it also? Sefer HaGeulah. The Ramban's name for Sefer Shemot is Sefer HaGalut VeGeulah. If you don't know this, get your money back. Get your money back. This is what it's about. This Sefer is called Sefer HaGalut VeGeulah. Therefore, within that definition of the Sefer comes the Ramban to explain why this book starts with a conjunction. Why does it start with Ve'ela, Mr. Harris? It should start with Ela, but not even Ela. Start with what? If it's Sefer HaGalut, how says the Ramban? An unbelievable idea. Where does the Galut start? You would think that you know where the Galut starts? The Galut starts where? Avodas Parach. It's when they start beating us with sticks. Vayimaru es chayim b'avodah kasha. That's Galus. That's Galus, making our lives murder. The bitter herbs. That's Galus. Comes the Ramban to say, that's a mistaken categorization. How do we start saying for Shemot, Mr. Pinchot? The Eilech Shemot B'nai Yisrael. We go back to Breishit Parak Mem Vav. You want to know where Sefer HaGalut starts, guys? It's the physical descent to Egypt. V'lachin Chazar V'yitchil. B'Shemot Yordei Mitzrayim B'Mitzvaram. The names and the numbers. Going your physical descent to Egypt. Af al pi shekvar nechtav zeh. Bavur ki yiridatam sham hu reishit hagalut. The beginning of the galus is the physical descent. Ki me'az hu chal. The physical descent of galus is the beginning of the galus. That's an important thing to remember. It's an important thing to remember. As much as there's value to galus life, but you have to know what that it's the categorization of galus. It's galus. And the whole point of galus is not just a punishment. Galus is what? Ligalot. We're all into names. Shmot is names. Galus is supposed to be there to help reveal to us something that you're missing. If you messed up, there's a natural consequence. In parenting, the worst thing to do is just punish. It's easier said than done, don't get me wrong. But there's a thing called consequences. It's got to make sense. There's a natural consequence. I was very proud of myself. Because maybe one time I actually did this recently, where my daughter didn't want to go to school. This was on Thursday, maybe. When was this? It was this week. It's all one big fog. But one day this week she didn't want to. Literally that night, the night before she babysat, she's getting paid responsibility. And I said, look, I said, it's very, very, very simple. You don't go to school, I will call up these parents and say, you're not responsible enough, I'm sorry. There's a certain responsibility that you have. If you have a responsibility to watch these people's children, you better take upon the responsibility to go to school. If you're not responsible for that, you're not responsible for that, I'm sorry. There's a connection here. And there's a connection that we have to understand that we're in the galut. We have to find what we're missing, the galut, to reveal what is emet and what is not. And a lot of times that's what happens when we have part of the gula process is what? When we say in tefillah every time, the kabetz din chayam o Yisrael, to have the kibbutz galiot to come back, to learn, and to be able to continue developing. Now, if you keep going, it's ve'ela shmot b'nei Yisrael haba'im Mitzrayim. Rav Soloveitchik in his article explains that it's in the present. It's haba'im, even though they were kvar ba'u. It's ba'im because of this mindset. The mindset to understand that this is not the final tachana, it's not the final station, but it's galus, and I have to know that it's temporary. I have to know for certain people it's lichachil in my lives. For certain people, where they're at, they have to know that, but they have to know it's temporary, it's not the final tachana. But then it's also the chiddush of the Ramban, is that this is also called the Sefer HaGeulah. Keep reading the end of the Ramban. The Ramban says, everyone should cut this out. Put it on your charut al aluchot. This is a very important Ramban. I think I've told you before. Some people have shtenders. I saw it. There's a shtender. People have shtenders. I saw a shtender over there. So Mr. Isser has a shtender that says Ina davar talui elabi. Beautiful, beautiful line. I told you that people have a shtender. That a guy who's in chinuch now, he has a shtender that said Bayom Hashem Moshe kach lecha samim. That was his shtender, which means that, you know, take drugs. You know, so it was like, a little scared. That guy's in chinuch. Everyone has to know what their essence is. We're going to get back to that shtender in a minute. But what is this Geula? The Geula, says the Ramban, Ukishigi. So you would think, when should we stop the Sefer? Maybe the Sefer should stop after Matan Torah. Isn't that the Geula? Isn't that what it's all about? Why am I from? To learn Torah. So that's my Geula, no? I should stop after Mishpatim. We know that Matan Torah is given in Yitro Mishpatim. You're in a yeshiva that cares about Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook. One of his major policies or his methodology when he would give Parsha Shavuot Shirim is the concept called Zugiyut, which means that each Parsha has a connection. So you have Shemot, it's together, thank you. Shemot, like the classical examples with the Aseres HaMakos, right? Why is that? Because how many Makos are in Vayera? 7. How many are in Bo? Everybody learned in Gan that Bo, it's 2 + 1 = 3. So that those two are together, right? And Yitro and Mishpatim are together because that's Matan Torah. So too, what do we have over here? If you're asking me, what should you have done? You should have stopped. When's the Geula? By Matan Torah. Okay, maybe you want to say by the building of the Mishkan. So stop by Truma. What's going on? What is the Geula? How does the Ramban define Geula? Look what he has. He says, Vinea galut einenu nishlam. The galut is not complete. Ad yom shuvam el mekomam. Until we return to our place. Vel malat avotam yashuv. We have to. The concept is what? To return to your place. And to the mala of what are avos are. The Medrash says that every single day, you have to what? You have to say, Matai magiu ma'asai l'ma'asei avotai. When am I going to be able to have that ability? That's the geula. Ukishiyatzu mi'mitzrayim. Even though we left physically Mitzrayim in Paris B'shalach, afa pishiyatzu mi'beit avadim, even if we physically left Egypt, adayin yachshvu golim. Right? You could take the physical place, but you still have the Egypt inside you, you still have the slave inside you. Ki ayu ba'aretz lo lahem nivuchim ba'minbar. We see it throughout Tanakh, this concept, that what, even though you physically left a place, you're still really there. Right? Many of us saw Shawshank Redemption, the movie. It's the same kind of concept. Concept of to be able to be let out of prison doesn't mean you're a free man, because you're so used to being a prisoner. To be able to, meaning on a certain level, Mitzrayim, which is a certain question that a lot of philosophical Hashkafic questions you have to ask, which is why was it necessary for us to be in Mitzrayim? But one of the answers is for us to learn how to be an Eved. But then we have to transition that Avdut of Avodayim v'lo Avodim l'Avodim to be an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch. And a lot of times what happens, we get stuck in the Galut. So even if God took us out of Beit Avadim, there is what? There's a Yitziyah Mimitzrayim. What do we say in Birkat HaMazon? We say that Uftitanu Mibeit Avadim. What was the form before that? What do we say? There's also a Pidyon. And there's also, what else? There's two different languages. Where is it in there? Nodol Chashem Lokeinu. Al Shin Chatel Avatinu. Eretz Chandotov Rechava. Al Shotze Sanu. Eretz Mitzrayim. What's the double language? Of course, we never think about Birkas Hamazon. It's just a mitzvah del Raisa. Why should I ever think about what I said? Okay. Well, maybe we'll think about it this morning, even though it's a Sunday morning, which is usher to learn. But what the heck? We'll try. And a Yom Rishon B'Shabbos to even try to learn Torah in Yerushalayim and the Birkas Hamazon Kivaldik. What do we have? What does it mean? What's the pshat based on what I just told you? The Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's the physical piece. But what? What do we have to have? You have to have a Pidyon. It's not enough to the physical piece. What? Pidyon literally means redeem. But there's got to be a metamorphosis. There's got to be a whole paradigm shift. That you're no longer an Egyptian. You're Yid. That's the word. I am physically out of Egypt. Yeah, but you're still thinking like that gullus person. Okay? Ukishiyatzu mimitzrayim, afa bishiyatzu mibeit avadim, adayin yechashvu golim, ki ayu ba'aretz lo lahem nivuchim ba'midbar. They were in that aretz, and this is the concept. You'll see in Yahushua, they said to remove the Cherpat Mitzrayim. What's removing the language is Cherpat Mitzrayim. It's a big machloket amongst the Mefarshim. But some of it is, it's not only the physical idea of having the Brit Milah, it's the mindset. It's understanding what is really Avodas Hashem and what's Avodas Zara, like we had talked about in the Eilat. Ukishabo el Har Sinai. It came to Har Sinai. Fasu HaMishkan. Then what happened? V'shav HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yishre Shechinato B'neihem. So what happens? Comes the Mishkan. And comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and puts the Mishkan, the Shechina, back. Because the whole concept of Golos is what? It's not only physically that you have to learn from it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself goes in Golos. Kivi Yachol, the Gemara tells us. And Ki'ilu, it's a high level. But when you start having that real relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just servicing yourself, the Avodah Zarah, but being able to really serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, know the values that you know about, but really internalize, then it's painful for you that we don't have a big cup of dash, that we don't have HaKadosh, that the world is not knowing Deyat Hashem. And that's what the Gula is. The Gula is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, Mashu Shechinato B'neim, Shavuel Malat Avotam. We go back to the Maila of the Avos. Shaya Sod Eloka Ale Elohim, based on a pasuk in Iyov. Vehem Bnei Hema Merkava. Faaz Nechshavu Geulim. Okay, the Avos are the chariot. Again, we're going and building ourselves based on what the Avos, who they were. Vachin Nishlama Sefer Azeh Bashlimo Inyana Mishkan. Therefore, how does the Sefer end? In Parshas Pekudei, the Sefer is Uchvod Hashem Malei Et HaMishkan. That's the end, chapter 40, last psukim. Sefer HaGi'ula is when what? The Mishkan is there and it's all full. Now you'll be surprised, Harrison, because many of us still haven't done Shnai Mikra V'Chatargum, that it sounds like then at the end of the Sefer, it sounds like we're all going to have one big party, steaks like we had last night, big steaks in the Beis HaMikdash with HaKadosh Baruch, because that sounds like Gula. Being able to be with the Shekhinah with HaKadosh Baruch. But that doesn't happen. What'd you say? Bas of Chalav, not Bas of Adam. Definitely not Bas of Adam, but not Bas of Chalav either. If that Bas, succulent Bas, but what? What's the problem you'd see? If you read at the end of the Sefer, it's not like that. Because we're in a generation that we want to be with Karbach, Zichron Levrach, and just always, everything's happy. I talked about this in Shal Shudas yesterday. About being the proud Jew and just being happy, having some, and dancing, it's all good. But it comes the end of the Geula to say, it's true. You're going to feel it's going to be potent. It's going to be tangible. That it's going to be Chvod Hashem Malei Et HaMishkan 100%. But guess what? At the end of the Sefer, we're going to learn that what Hashem says, no, you're not allowed in so fast. Because we have two fundamental concepts. We have the Avat Hashem, but we also have Yirat Hashem. And you have to be able to prepare yourself to get into that Mishkan. And that's only in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra is Vayikra al Moshe. Only when you're called in, only when you're ready and you've prepared yourself, are you able to have that Geula. Which means that we have Siyata Dishmaya, Habalat Taher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misayinoto, helps you. But you have to prepare yourself to have both that Ava and for that Yira. So as we start Sefer Shmot, so now we've learned and analyzed the transition from Sefer Breishit to Sefer Shmot. And a lot of what we're dealing with right now is this name of Shmot. The name. Our names. And we lost last week Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal. Rav Moshe Shapira had a beautiful idea about names. The Gemara Brachos talks about that our name is our essence. So on a certain level, we always think about our name. My name was Hillel Harrison Khan. Hillel. That's what I was named at my birth. That was the name of my birth. That's one type of name. But in the Hebrew language, what do we say? It's L'shema. Al-shema. The word shame is also used, not only your birth name, but it's your destiny. It's also about what is your destiny. What actions are you going to make to create your destiny? I will tell you, my mother's yard sale is this week. And what my mother was known for is gratitude. That was her destiny. That was her legacy, if you will. She basically taught everybody about thanking people. Meaning, you name it, I would go in with my mother to a Suda, And literally before the food came out, thank you so much for having us. Thank you so much. The food is so delicious, even though the food hasn't been served yet. You know, it was ridiculous. The thank you letters. I don't know if you guys had to do this for your bar mitzvah things. And there's different dinim now, because nowadays you have all these paperless stuff. You could just have... But at that time, I didn't have it. Even nowadays, right, you had to write it. And because that's the lesson, you had to write it. And she drove me absolutely insane. Did you write the thank you letters? Leave me alone! But within that lesson, about what it means, the thank you letters. So Rav Chavshish told about me yesterday, one of the things that I work very hard on, which I think is relationships, the concept in Hebrew, it's a very important word, and it takes a lot of strength. And there's a word, the Hebrew word you should remember, because it's the way to be a good Eved Hashem. So it's mamish, the next step for my mother. I hope that I have that zchut, that I'll say, I took what I got from my mother, and I went the next step. And that's my bracha to everyone. Take the kochos you have, and you have to continue going that next step. So my mother, Alel Shalom, was Huda. I have the expression, what's called firgun, lifargin. Lifargin means, as opposed to living a life of win-lose. You know what it means, win-lose? Win-lose means that the only way I win is if you lose. And that is the worst type. And unfortunately, that's how a lot of people in this world work. That the only way they feel good about themselves is they knock down the next person. You had that in high school all the time. You know, you're such a loser, you're fat, you're no good, you're horrible, you name it. Just to make that person feel better, they would knock down the next person. And the real Eved Hashem comes when you have this concept of lifargim, which means that we're in it together. And therefore, it's win-win. And therefore, being able to say over the positives of other people. That is one of the shemot that I try to create for myself. Looking at the positives and being able to have the win-win. The last thing for this morning, as we then will huddle up, is if you look, one of the people's names that come up in this week's parasha is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Medrash has 10 different names. Beautiful names for Moshe. Anybody know other names of Moshe names? Avigdor is a name, or Avigdor Nevitzel. Okay, I don't know if you knew that. There's another name. What's another name? There's 10 of them in the Medrash. Tovia. Tovia is a beautiful name, no? Tovia is a gorgeous name. Tovia. Right? The good of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Beautiful. What does Moshe mean? Everyone look. If you have a Chumash. What is what's Moshe's name? What does the word Moshe mean? Moshe, it's not so simple. If you remember what happened... Right, it's very connected to the Noach story also being placed in the Teva. And then what happens? That Bitya, Bat Paro, Bitya, she sees the child, Vinei Nar Bocheh, Vatachmolav, Vatomer, must be a Jew, to figure out how they knew that. And then what happens? Called the mother, the end of Sheni, Vayigdala Yelet, Vativyeu Lebat Paro, Vayihila Levin, Vatikra Shmo Moshe Bat Paro. Bitcher calls him Moshe. Why? Vatomer Kimina Mayim Mishitu. Because from the water. What does it mean? From the water. So the problem is that's what people say. From the water he was pulled out. But then I heard from my Rebbe Mori, Rav Yonah Fader Shlita. He says, what are you talking about? And I heard this 18 years ago and I say it over every year. Says more than 18 years ago. Says that if that's true, his name should have been Nimshe. He was pulled out. What's Moshe? What's Moshe? Moshe means that he is drawing out. He's drawing out. Not that he's drawn out. The Sforno on this pasuk says, very succinct line, but a very important line for you to know. Vatikra Shmo Moshe. This happens after, look what the Sforno says, Mimaleit Moshe et Achirim Mitzara. Moshe, on a certain level, I won't say the word Nevuah, but it's saying that what? That everything that happens to Moshe is what? Is for a reason for him to what? To be able in the future be the leader of Am Yisrael and save others from Tzara. Everything that happens to you is to be there for what? Is to be there to teach you for a lesson that you're going to be able to what? lead other people, to be able to help develop other people. This is the pshat in the Ibn Ezra. Two other points and we're finishing. Ibn Ezra says in Perek Bet, maybe that's the reason why Moshe, where did he grow up? He didn't grow up in Lakewood. He didn't grow up even in Chicago. He didn't grow up in New Rochelle. He didn't grow up in Tinek. He didn't even grow up in Beitar Elite or in Modi'in. He grew up in Mitzrayim. But where did he grow up in Mitzrayim? In the palace. In the palace. It's a very, very important Ibn Ezra. And Ibn Ezra says it's very possible that he grew up in the palace to be able for him to understand the godless, to understand what it means to be a melech, to be able to what? To think big, to have the harchavat adat, to be able to understand what it means to be a leader that way. And within that, as much as I just talked about the macro, I'm going to talk about the micro, which is that the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that Yitziat Mitzrayim was not just, Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal said that Yitziat Mitzrayim is not only a historical episode, but he has a language that we have to do our own Yitziat Mitzrayim b'chol yom v'yom. Every single day, we have to do our own Yitziat Mitzrayim. And that's as we start Sefer Shmot and be able to have this transition to be able to understand what it means, the sodas of our Amunah that way. Mirtz Hashem, we should continue growing in our learning and developing and have a great week. Okay? Let's get to work. Everyone bring your source sheets from last week, please.